1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined once again on the phone by our good buddy who was a former resident of Ann Arbor. You know him from Lynyrd Skynyrd and the founder of Blackfoot. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Ricky Medlock, good morning, man.
Hey, Mark in Kalamazoo.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? How you been?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm above ground today. I'm fine.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Well, you are out and you've been very busy lately, and we're on the verge of the new Lynyrd Skynyrd live album DVD featuring the latest single, Simple Man, with Brent Smith from Shinedown. This new album, Live at the Ryman, that was taken during the 50th anniversary show at Nashville's legendary venue just a few years ago. Was this show recorded all in one night, or was this over the course of a few shows?
No, this was recorded in one night.
Wow.
And we had all the guest stars, Brent Smith, Marcus King, John Osborne, Donnie Van Zant, and Jelly Roll. They were all there. And we did this all in one night in front of one audience, and it just was spectacular.
So I'm going to take it, since this was such a big event, this was originally intended to be a live album and live DVD when you first played the show.
That is correct. We had intended to do this, and because, little did we know, having Gary come in and play with us, because Gary had bowed out of touring because of serious heart issues.
Yeah.
And he was only coming out on the road, occasionally getting up when he could, playing Alabama and Freebird with him. But it's very special for us, bro, because he came out, he played that night, and we just shared some incredible stories backstage. Gary, Johnny's brother Donnie, and myself. And little did we know later on that he would pass away from heart issues. You know what, man? We were just so happy to be able to capture it all, and there it is. You know?
Yeah. Is there an added level of pressure when you know it's being recorded for an album, or do you just treat it like any other show, or maybe does it like kind of give you a little bit more encouragement to go out there and play your heart out?
Actually, it does give you a little more push. Doesn't really stress you. You just go out, you handle it like a big show, and you go out and you just do your thing. And the band is so well rehearsed.
Yeah.
And has done it for so long. It's almost like like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Once you've done it a long time, you know exactly what you're doing, you know? And it was very easy. We came in that afternoon, we did a run through with all the guest stars, and then we did the show that night, and there it is.
This is gonna be a special DVD performance too, especially for fans of the band, because this was actually the last performance from Gary Rosington, wasn't it?
That's what I was just mentioning, that it would be his last performance with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were so happy that we were able to capture this thing, this show that night on film and record it. It made us happy.
Yeah. And one of the guests that you had mentioned, and we were kind of talking about this, by the way, it's on sale June 27th. We heard the track. Johnny Van Zant was introducing Brent Smith from Shinedown. And that must have been a full circle moment for that guy. How did you guys originally link up with him to perform together?
Well, first of all, Brent had been a friend of ours for quite some time. As a matter of fact, Brent, his band, one of his bandmates, had been kind of in the Van Zant family.
Okay.
Because early on, the original guitar player married Melody Van Zant, Ronnie's daughter.
Okay, gotcha. So,
it kind of brought that all into perspective. Then, you know, of course, they did Simple Man themselves and had a pretty good run of success with it. Johnny and I recently went to a festival in Daytona Beach, Florida called Welcome to Rockville, and he and I got up and played Simple Man with the guys from Shinedown. And it was beautiful, man.
That's super cool. And, yeah, I read that Brent, you know, originally talked about how they took Simple Man off their set list in Shinedown for a while, but it was actually Sully Erna from Godsmack who kind of encouraged him to put it back on the set list, because I know he said something like, it's not about the painter, it's about the painting, and how this song, it's, you know, do you agree, kind of agree with that mentality, that there's just certain songs that you're always going to have to play for people?
When it gets to be in Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
there are songs you're always going to have to perform. But with us, we don't mind it because they're such great songs.
Right.
And, you know, they were created by great people, created by great musicians, and we celebrate the greatness. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I've been a part of this band all the way back, going all the way back to 71.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the original drummers of the band through the years of 71 and 72. And now I've been back with the band since 1996.
Yeah.
So I've had about a 32-year tenure with this legacy, you know?
Yeah. And besides Lynyrd Skynyrd, you stay busy with the Ricky Medlock band and, of course, with Blackfoot. And earlier this year, you released a track called Rise Again. And I know this one in particular has significant importance to you.
Well, I'm pretty well much three-quarters Native American.
Yeah.
And I ended up releasing a couple of tracks that were the money made was donated to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center for the Missing and Murdered Women's Movement. And you know what, man? It worked out great. I'm happy to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy to be a voice for things that are happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. With recording those tracks, do you have any plans? I know you did a couple of shows earlier this year. Do you have any plans on touring coming up, or maybe even a new album?
Well, once the Skynyrd tour is done,
yeah,
then we'll get back into looking at releasing more songs, possibly a whole record. We've got interest in companies coming after us, going, you know, we'd like a whole record.
Yeah.
So once the Skynyrd thing is over with, coming up, you know, I mean, we've got a long way to go. We're getting ready to go to Europe.
Yep.
For over 3 weeks. Come back, more festivals over here in August. And then we go to Canada for 2 weeks. Then we come back, and there's talk about us going to South Africa.
Wow.
So we've got a busy year still ahead of us. And once that's over, then I'll get into it and figure out where else we're going to go.
Beautiful, man. I'm very excited for that. That sounds like a great year ahead. The new Skynyrd live album and DVD featuring the latest single, Simple Man, with Brent Smith of Shinedown. This new album, Live at the Ryman, was taken during the 50th anniversary show back in 2022. Oh, it's out June 27th. Ricky, great talking to you again, man. Have a great time out there and look forward to seeing you soon, brother.
Thank you, brother. Take care,
man. We go way into depth with Ricky about his work with Lynyrd Skynyrd and also what he's got coming up in the future as well. The full interview is available to download right now on the on-demand button on the 107.7 RKR app. Download it now.